Los Angeles is reeling after a third day of violent protests over immigration and customs enforcement raids. Clashes with police and National Guard troops have left dozens arrested. Vehicles were burned. Freeways were blocked. California leaders have slammed Donald Trump's troop deployment as tensions continue to escalate.
Apocalyptic scenes, burning cars, broken barricades, the air filled with tear gas, protesters clashing with the police, a city left on edge. 3 days of protests against immigration raids left parts of Los Angeles in turmoil, turning America's second largest city into the latest flashpoint of the US President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. After a day of relatively peaceful protests, the situation in LA escalated dramatically since Sunday. Triggered by President Trump's decision to deploy 2,000 National Guard troops, in a rare and controversial move to, in his words, liberate LA from the migrant invasion. However, Trump did not invoke the Insurrection Act.
Are you prepared to invoke the Insurrection Act?
Depends on whether or not there's an insurrection. No, but you have violent people, and we're not going to let them get away with it.
We're going to be watching it very closely, and where they spit at people, you know, they spit. That's their new thing. You spit, and worse, you know what they throw at them, right? And when that happens, I have a little statement. They say, they spit, we hit.
We see you for what you are, a terrorist organization.
While the protests have mainly been limited to downtown LA, visuals show protesters and the police clashing for hours. As officers fired gas and other munitions. Demonstrators blocked key roads, tossing scooters, fireworks and stones at police vehicles. With many arrested, a scene of utter chaos.
The standoff between police and protesters is continuing here. There are flashbangs going off every couple of seconds. The police are still using tear gas and rubber bullets in a bid to try and disperse these demonstrations. You can see down on the pavement here, there are a couple of people who have just been arrested by police officers. They have their hands in handcuffs. Their ankles are also bound. Police waiting for them to be picked up by a police vehicle. These protests are growing bigger. There are more people joining the protests on foot by public transport and by car, although police have now created a perimeter around this protest.
Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom accused the president of an illegal, immoral and unconstitutional deployment of the National Guard to create what he called a spectacle, threatening to even sue the Trump administration for its move. Former Vice President Kamala Harris slammed Trump for stoking fear, while the LA mayor called the situation chaos caused by the government.
What we're seeing in LA is chaos caused by the administration. People should exercise their right to protest. That's their First Amendment right. But people should also exercise that right peacefully. We do not want to play into the administration's hands. We're working with officials, we're organizing resources, but what we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration.
As the U.S. president ordered federal agencies to bring back law and order in the city, FBI Director Kash Patel said that the federal agency needs no one's permission to enforce the Constitution. Journalists, too, got caught in the crossfire. A British photographer needed surgery after being shot with a sponge bullet. while an Australian reporter was shot with a non-lethal round while reporting. While protesters dispersed overnight, Trump continues to demand troops on the ground, leaving a city holding its breath. With Disha Bakshi, Bureau Report, NDTV World.
Well, joining us now, Spencer Critchley, a senior journalist and author who's been tracking all of these developments in Los Angeles. Spencer, thanks very much for being with us. Where do you see this headed? Because realistically, what Trump is trying to do, or the authorities are trying to do, is ensure that those who have illegally come into the United States are forcibly removed from Los Angeles. In a city as large as L.A., enforcing something like this is likely to be very, very difficult.
The latest I've heard is that the situation seems to be calming down so far today, and I hope that continues. I don't think, though, that what Donald Trump is doing has anything to do with maintaining public order, protecting people's safety, or even enforcing immigration law. This is typical of his pattern as an authoritarian trying to seize power. He's doing what authoritarians always do, which is to create emergencies if they don't already exist and then exploit the emergency to take away people's rights. Local authorities have a lot of experience dealing with protests, especially in very big cities like the Los Angeles metropolitan area. And the way this ICE raid was conducted without coordination with local authorities by ICE agents who don't have training or experience in crowd control, in a way that was guaranteed to be alarming and provocative to local residents, to have this suddenly coming out of nowhere after these folks have been living and working in these neighborhoods for decades, was virtually guaranteed to generate turmoil, which Trump was happy to escalate by immediately threatening to send in the National Guard, and then his defense secretary literally threatening to send United States Marines.
Yeah, I know.
So this is all obviously a deliberate attempt at provocation. This does not excuse lawless behavior by some of the protesters, those people who are throwing rocks and pieces of concrete at police and setting cars on fire and closing freeways, are utterly counterproductive to whatever cause they think they're serving. They're actually doing Trump's bidding for him by generating the kinds of images we've just seen on your screen.
No, but so what happens next now? Does he pursue action in the name of customs policies or immigration or getting rid of illegal immigrants? Or do you see them, you know, adopt some sort of a smarter move? Because the deployment of, armed forces, in a sense, beyond the police themselves, is deeply problematic. I mean, that seems to have triggered all of this.
No, he will continue to escalate this. This is exactly what he wants. It serves his purposes. And, you know, he's explicitly threatened just in the last couple of days that he will be doing this across the country with federal troops. It's hard to overstate how anti-American this kind of move is. And as I say, it's classic authoritarianism. I often say these days that the basic transaction with an authoritarian leader with his followers is I give you feelings and I get power, meaning he's going to fire up all of the nationalistic or religious pride or racial feelings in his base, fanning up their pride for their own group and their fear and hatred of other groups, and convince them that they're under attack and in danger of eradication. And while they get to enjoy all of those passionate feelings, he gets to seize power using this so-called emergency as the excuse.
All right, Spencer Critchley, thank you very much for being with us, sharing those details. We're just going to return to that footage, show our viewers what's been taking place today. Fairly unprecedented in recent times, the violence that we've seen in Los Angeles, riots taking place. A matter of huge concern, Los Angeles reeling after a third day of violent protests over immigration and customs enforcement raids, clashes with police and the National Guard soldiers, their troops left dozens arrested, vehicles were burned, freeways were blocked. California leaders have hit out at Donald Trump's troop deployment as tensions continue to escalate. Fortunately, the situation on the ground at the moment appears to be calm. Donald Trump absolutely clear that his policies, as far as illegal immigrants to the United States are concerned, they have to be carried out. Those who are illegal in the U.S. must go. The question is, whether this is the best way of starting or working through that process.